So our question for you today, would you tell your co-workers what you earn? It's against most company policies, but have you ever talked about salary with your co-workers? That's our question for you today, 8778-MY-TAKE. It was the case for Terry Kelly that she did not share salary information. She used to work for Novartis. Terry would never have known she was being paid $12,000 less than her male counterparts had she not married one.
When you're married, both of your paychecks come into one household, and we were both working for the same company doing the exact same job, and he was making quite a bit more than I was and getting raises quite frequently.
At this point, most women still earn somewhere between 70 and 80 cents on the dollar for every dollar that men make. And that crosses no matter what you control for, whether it be the job title, whether it be educational background, women still make substantially less. This week, the Senate will vote on Paycheck Fairness Act, which would make it easier to challenge employers over gender-based pay discrimination. But it's not looking likely that the Paycheck Fairness Act will pass. And that's where Irene Carmone comes in, staff writer at Salon. Because Irene, your advice is that people should ignore company policy. Is it that correct? And talk about their salaries?
Well, it's more that they're ignoring sort of the strong cultural norms against talking about money. From one survey that the Institute for Women's Policy Research did, we know that roughly 20% of people work in offices or in employers that forbid them. But then there's another 30% of people who work in places where it's just socially discouraged, according to what they told surveyors. So what I am saying actually is not necessarily, you know, right after this piece came out, people said, okay, tweet your salary. I'm not saying you should announce all competitive information to the world, but there's a lot of evidence that what is left of the pay gap comes also, it starts from the very first salary, and it's a combination of discrimination and also women are asking for less, most likely, and if men are already sort of socialized to ask for more and to negotiate harder, part of that probably comes out of the fact that women don't even know what to ask for. So I think pay transparency, or at this point, pay secrecy is really only benefiting either managers or people who really think they're worth a lot.
Well, let's take a listen again to Terry Kelly, and she's talking about the shock she and her husband both felt when they found out neither one of them knew they were being paid differently.
I think both of our reactions were very surprised that in this day and age that it was blatant that they were paying him more. And we're not talking about $5 difference. You know, we're talking about thousands of dollars for doing the same job.
And in fact, over the course of, say, a 40-year career, the pay disparity ends up meaning that the average woman makes about $430,000 less. And once you get into the bachelor's degree territory, a woman will make over $700,000 less over career. So this is a major difference here. How does it help if people begin talking to each other within their workplace about what they're making?
Well, Celeste, one of the famous pay discrimination case of recent memory is the Lilly Ledbetter one in Goodyear Tires, which she gave her name to the Lilly Ledbetter Act. And this is actually, the question was when you can sue, but it actually is a pay transparency question because Lilly Ledbetter didn't even know that she should sue for pay discrimination because Goodyear had a policy that said that you can discuss pay. The way that she found out was that a man wrote her an anonymous note telling her you're being paid less than other people. And Terry, you know, we talked about this. Terry is unusual because she found out through her husband. The real problem, I think, one of the major problems with addressing pay discrimination is there are so few cases even brought. There are so few, partly because there are so few people who even know that they have pay discrimination. When I spoke to the attorney who worked with Terry on the class action discrimination suit against Novartis, which they were ultimately successful on, she said most of the women, they come in and they say, you know, I'm here because I was discriminated against when I got pregnant. I'm here because of sexual harassment. And then they ask them about their pay, and they say, no, everything's fine in that front. And then when they have the power of discovery and they find out what other people are making. In one case, they found a woman who was testifying for the company to say that they didn't discriminate against women. And only when they were, you know, when they had the deposition, did they find out that that woman who was going to say everything was totally fine at this company was being paid less than men in the exact same job. So I think the problem is if you don't even know what other people are making And worse, you're retaliated against or you could be fired for discussing it, which, again, 20% of people say that their policies on their company's books. Then how are you even going to begin to figure out the why or the how of moving that needle? And as you said, I mean, $420,000 over a lifetime, that's a really substantial problem, especially when you have more female head of households, more families depending on women's income than ever before.
Yeah, in fact, I think the statistic is something like 63 or 65% of families have a woman as the breadwinner. We're speaking with Irene Carmon, who's a staff writer for Salon. But this, the Terry Kelly's a good example. She and her colleagues were awarded millions of dollars in damages, and this is exactly why many critics, especially Republicans, call the Paycheck Fairness Act a jobs killer. What would stop there being tons and tons of lawsuits if everyone knew what everyone was making? And say, for example, you had a good reason for paying a man more. He had more experience. He had particular skills that were relevant to that particular job. What would stop there from being tons and dozens of lawsuits filed?
Well, the first thing is that the courts have never been more hostile to pay discrimination claims. We're at a record low of how many people are even getting to trial. So I think this is not a cakewalk. This is not someone raises their hand and says, I'm getting paid less. And also, the Paycheck Fairness Act would actually just make companies have to explain why someone was paid more. It would just basically make them have to explain the process. So that doesn't necessarily mean all of a sudden that the wage gap is going to be paid out through these massive settlements. It just basically allows it to even open up the door so that if women are being discriminated against, they can even begin to know. It's not going to publish anyone's salaries. It's just going to say you can't be retaliated against. You cannot have a company policy that says you can't discuss your wages.
So, Irene, do you know how much your male counterparts make at Salon?
Well, there were some very interesting conversations last week. It's just the beginning.
I bet. Irene Carmon is a staff writer for Salon. And this is our question for you today. Would you share your salary information with coworkers at your work? As you heard Irene say, don't share it publicly. But what about within your job itself? Would you do that? 8778, my take.